This gong is carved in the form of a supernatural catfish with long, crocodile-like jaws, a creature that likely represents the totem of a particular clan among the Yatmul people of New Guinea. It formed part of an ensemble of instruments integral to a secret Yatmul ritual known as Wakan. Curators Eric Chelgren and Ken Moore.
And one of the goals of the ceremony was actually to play these continuously day and night for, in theory, the entire period of the ceremony. And the way that they did this was by having relays of percussionists who would strike the gong, and literally the succeeding musician would grab the moving beater from the hand of his predecessor and keep the rhythm going. Ideally, these, as I say, would be unbroken, but in reality, often there were pauses in between.
I've seen films of this handover while they're playing, and it's very much like sometimes jazz pianist competitions where the person puts their hands over the other player's hands and then jumps in to start picking up the melody, the tune, where the other performer has left off. It's a very quick exchange, and these rhythms are not slow rhythms.
The sonorous tones of this sacred slit gong were said to be the voices of powerful supernatural beings.
Music is provided by and used with permission from Buddha Music.